Thanks, members, for supporting KBOO Portland, your community radio station at 90.7 FM.
I'm a loving the old lion, a winner without fail.
KB Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the PDX Leo Party, Friday, July 31st, starting at 8 p.m. at Kelly's Olympian. A birthday celebration for all you Portland Leos with special performances from Sleep of Old Dominion and the Chicharrones, Mike Crenshaw, Smoke M2D6, and many more. Again, that's the PDX Leo Party on Friday, July 31st, starting at 8 p.m. at Kelly's Olympian, located at 426 Southwest Washington Street in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 12th annual PDX Pop Now Festival, July 24th through 26th at Audio Cinema in Portland. PDX Pop Now includes a record fair, street fair, and two outdoor stages with performers such as Amber Moon, Blue Cranes, Long Knife, Mike Crenshaw, Nurses, The Stops, and many, many more. That's PDX Pop Now, July 24th through 26th at Audio Cinema, 226 Southeast Madison Street in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
I'm Dime Roberts, stage and studio. You're listening to a song called Runaway. It's featured in Conduit Dance's Dance Plus Festival this weekend. It's composed by Andrew Stansas, and who's collaborating with Lauren Edson in their company. It's called LED. Today I feature live in the studio two upcoming festivals of dance and performing arts. We talk with Terry Mathern of Conduit Dance's Dance Plus and Jerry Tischlater of the Risco Award Festival. Both feature a wide variety of performances and artists. We'll find out how you can beat the heat and see some incredible artists here on stage and studio. I'm Dime Roberts. With me in the studio are Terry Mathern, Artistic Director of Conduit's Dance Plus Festival. Welcome back.
Hi. Thank you.
And also here with her is Jerry Tischlater, Producing Artistic Director of the Risk Reward Festival on two separate weekends from July 10th through the 19th. And Conduit is July 8th through the 11th. Welcome both to Station Studio. Welcome, Jerry.
Thanks a lot.
So have you knew each other before this, right? So
Oh yeah.
It was not a surprise. It's like, oh, surprise, meet each other. Well, sometimes I like to do that. I like to introduce artists together because often people don't get to see each other. You're busy working. So
exactly.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool to have Jerry and Terry here. Yeah. So, you know, summer is generally full of like these outdoor mega, you know, like musicals or Shakespeare in the Parks or that kind of thing, you know, and it's always nice to think about some smaller festivals that bring us back inside, especially when it's so hot like it's been here in Portland. So, you know, what is it like, what is it like for you to work on these festivals? I mean, I know, Jerry, you've been producing this for 8 years now.
Yeah, 8 years.
And how long has Dance Plus been?
This is the fourth year.
The fourth year. So what makes this different from, say, the other arts activities that you guys are involved in? You want to start with Dance Plus, Terry?
What makes it different than...
Yeah, say some of the other dance, you know, that you work on.
Well, this is one of our biggest festival-type performance projects that we do, and we solicit proposals from artists focusing mainly on the Portland region. The idea is to really highlight and bring Portland artists to the visibility to the public.
So these are all Portland artists?
Not all, okay. Because even as we started to grow, we began to get applications in from other artists around, and it's wonderful to sort of, although the focus is on Portland artists and the region, it's wonderful to bring in outside artists as well, and that really allows a lot more networking, a kind of upping the bar, so to speak, for artists to see each other's work from other areas around the country.
I think it's also inspirational to each other,
very.
As well as to an audience to
yes,
get
exactly.
something fresh going on, and that interactivity.
Yeah, so it's a chance to kind of see a lot of different work that's happening across the country, but also focusing on Portland.
Well, Jerry, for Risk Reward, you've been doing some smaller festival type offerings through the year, right? Or some smaller shows, like one-time shows. Or,
yeah.
I think I remember through the year you're curating other things too.
Yeah, we've kind of used the festival's kind of a launching point for the rest of our programming. It's the first real primary program that we started. So we're helping artists through the festival get small pieces of performance off the ground, short works, you know, under 20 minutes. And then I just, in the last couple of years, have really found ways to help those performers from the festival then work on a full-length piece, you know. So throughout the year, we're trying to support more artists doing their individual work rather than putting them all together at a festival.
So Risk Reward is a starting point.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting. And so you'll see some of those works later on, maybe more fully developed then.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, that's a different approach to it. A lot of times you use the smaller, you know, the one-time shows and work in progress, and then you launch them into a festival. So you're kind of working the other way.
Yeah, it's kind of become a funnel. I mean, I started the festival with hand-to-mouth theater at the beginning as a platform to help develop our work and other work and get a start on new pieces. So then the festival started growing, and I sort of broke it off, but then started looking back at, okay, with these artists, they want to take their work further. They want to do a lot more with it. This is really just a launching point, sort of a platform to get a start.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the curatorial process. And you say you've had a lot of applications, Terry, from other places, other artists from around the region.
Right. So what we do is we do a call for proposals, and then we have a selection panel, a small selection panel that just kind of helps hone in on the top applicants, with the idea that we're focusing on innovative work that has a hybrid quality to it, there's a major role for dance, of course, in the work. It has a collaborative aspect to it. The selection panel this year was Julie O'Keefe, who's a photographer and the cultural ambassador of Portland, David Eckert, who's a visual artist, Chris Larson, a photographer and artist, and Katie Nioff from Seattle, who's artistic director for Lingo Dance, also the previous director of Velocity Dance.
Well, how many applicants did you have for a conduit?
We've generally had approximately 20 to 30 applications. Yeah.
And how many artists are being featured this weekend?
Eight
of them.
Eight,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
yeah.
You really did pick the cream, you know, the best of the best, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It went through a whole big process for that.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, it went through a process.
Well, Jerry, you know, I know that you produce Risk Reward regionally, too. So how many applicants, or do you even go through that process? What is your process?
Yeah, no, it's a similar process.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a sort of tried and true, get some applications, get a panel. The first few years I was producing the festival, just talking to artists I knew and selecting projects that I had firsthand knowledge of. And then after a few years, decided, you know, let's open it up. Let's do a call. Let's get a panel together. And I found that the quality of the work and the breadth of the applications actually took a huge jump. And getting more brains on, you know, who do you know? Have you seen this work? What are you interested in? Made a better mix than me just picking things that seemed interesting to me. So, we have a really similar process. It works really well. We try to mix it up every year. And the selection criteria is not incredibly rigid. I mean, I tend to pick a different group of people to sit on the panel each year and ask them to pick a festival that they would want to come and see.
Right. And then you try to mix and match then, too, I suspect. It sounds similar to what film festivals go through. You know, here's the submissions, and then you pick what would make a good program as a whole. It may or may not reflect just the individual artists.
Yeah, and we try to look at, you know, what do you think is going to be the strongest work, but then also find a balance between disciplines, because we're trying really hard to mix, you know, theater,
yeah,
dance,
you're multidisciplinary.
Music, visual, and then looking at the region, you know, can we get some Portland, can we get some Seattle, and do we have people beyond this region that it's going to work in this side, this mix?
That's a lot of figuring out and a kind of scientific process in some ways, too. You know,
sure.
Yeah, and you go through that, too.
So
what is it about curating this that, you know, I guess makes it rewarding for both of you? Risk reward. Let's start with you. What's the risk? What's the reward?
Oh, God. Why did I ever name it that? The puns that come out of just the applications alone. The risk I'm taking.
And the reward is me.
No, I mean, for me, I love seeing adventurous new work that feels unlike something I've seen before. So watching a proposal come in where someone just lays down a raw idea and says, you know, this is what I want to do. And then giving them the go-ahead to run at it as hard as possible and seeing what happens, you know. I don't think of the festival as like a bar of success-failure necessarily, but a bar of really somebody challenging themselves and attempting something bold and visionary.
And so for Conduit, what's in it for Conduit to be able to do Dance Plus?
Well, I think it's a huge part of our mission to really nurture and grow artists and professional artists to create, again, innovative, push them, give them kind of this platform to really express something alongside all these other artists, so that you have this sense that you're really, you know, giving yourself out there, getting yourself out there in a way that you hadn't been before.
Right.
It's a slightly different sense, of, you know, than if you're just in producing your own work or even having your own show. There's something exciting about being in a festival.
And it's also good for the performers, too, isn't it? To be able to have a space like this for both of your festivals.
Yeah, I mean
you get the venue paid for, the publicity, all of that stuff, right? And all that support.
Yeah, most artists that are making new performances really don't want to be administrators or marketing directors or all the other hats
that you have
to wear, right? They want to be an artist. So the chance just to be able to show your work and just get to make the work is pretty awesome.
Well, I'm Dee Mae Roberts, Stage and Studio. We're talking with Terry Mathern of Conduit's Dance Plus Festival that's happening this weekend from July 8th through the 11th, and Jerry Tischlater of the Risk Reward Festival that's happening from July 10th through the 19th, two different weekends with two different programs. You can follow along our conversation at stageandstudio.org, where I have their schedules and links. So I want to talk a little bit more about the highlights that you, some of the, I mean, there's so much to choose from, but just some, a couple of the highlights that you might want to tell our listeners. Terry, let's talk more about the Dance Plus. And, well, first off, I also want to mention, I'm so glad you found a home for this, because I know earlier this year we were talking about, you know, you being homeless, essentially, at the Conduit, and leaving the Pythian building. So it's good. Is this a permanent home for Conduit? For a while?
For Dance Plus. Well, this is just for Dance Plus. Obviously, we're really excited about being in this space. We are still looking for a permanent home.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to let people know about
definitely.
That. Spread that word, right?
We are spreading that, yes. We are still looking. It's good. We're optimistic we'll find a space. But in the meantime, we're doing kind of pop-ups.
Oh, good.
You know.
Okay,
and
I
this
think
is
that's
kinda,
smart.
This
that's
is
smart.
Kind of the, yeah. one of the first ones. And it's we're really excited about the space. It's in the new Performing Arts Building at Reed in the Massey Performance Lab, which hasn't been seen before. And it's
I've never heard of it,
fabulous space.
Is it?
Oh, the Performing Arts Building there is phenomenal. It's beautiful. And the POV dance is doing a site-specific work in the atrium.
Oh, okay. That's in between two shows.
We have a show at 7 p.m. and at 9 p.m. And that's going to be exciting as well as, you know, several of the other works highlighting, for instance, Lauren Edson's work that you play the music of. She is a former member of the Trey McIntyre Project and has her own company now, a beautiful work called Barbarian Princess that sort of delves into this relationship of Zelda and F. Scott Fitzgerald in a sort of very contemporary way with projection and costume designed by Portland's Michelle Lesniak, who's a fashion designer here. And then Taka Yamamoto is doing a work with a 20-member choir who will be singing and moving in the space with him and his dancers. So it's a pretty interesting.
How many?
20. Wow. 20 over 20 members.
Wow.
Of a choir.
That's beautiful.
Singing three different works.
Wow.
Beautiful sound. And
are they a local choir?
Yes, it's a community choir.
I don't know if you could travel with a big choir.
No,
like
it's
that.
A Portland-based community choir under the direction of Jesse Magia.
Okay, well, that sounds lovely. I mean, so there's two different programs. There's a program A, program B, and it's 7 and 9 p.m.
Yes.
I'd also like to play a piece of music now from Catherine Egan's piece with Lisa DeGrasse, who composed this music. It's called Foggy Back. Definitely sounds backwards to me.
Yes.
So can you kind of tell us a little bit about that piece? Because
So Catherine is working with a costume designer, Jenny Ampersand, Lisa DeGrasse, composer, Stephen Miller, who does the video. And this is a piece called Lichen, and her work has a theatricality to it. She's worked a lot with Imago in the past, but she's a dance-based artist.
I've had Catherine Egan before.
And
so it's beautiful.
And so she's doing a solo piece, but with all this other work, a set and visuals and live sound. It's very atmospheric.
Well, you know, and a personal message here that Jenny Ampersand is the daughter of our engineer, Janet Ampersand.
Oh, is that right?
Who's playing the music right now. So shout out for Jenny Ampersand.
There we go. It's a small world. Yeah.
So you also feature arts talks, too. You want to tell us a little bit
about
that?
Yeah, so on Friday and Saturday, each of the programs will feature a set of artists. And we have Danielle Ross facilitating one of them, and Jen Hackworth, the other, who's on our board, and who's actually dancing this weekend in another show.
Ah.
So there's lots of things going on this weekend. And so it's just a chance to talk briefly with the artist, to talk about their work, the specific work, and their approach to making dance. And we really find it... A wonderful time opportunity, because dance is not as easy to understand how it's made.
Well, I think for both of what both festivals are offering, it's not necessarily an easy process for people to walk in and understand it. It's not like going to see a Shakespeare play. Well, sometimes that's hard to understand too for people. but it helps to have a little bit of introduction, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think it's fascinating because everybody has this really interesting take on how they think about their work, what's important to them. What issues are they really dealing with in how they're thinking about it? And then the work this year is really about, there seems to be a thread of really kind of understanding physicality, boundaries, relationships.
So much. Just this full breath here of what you're offering. Conduit's Dance Plus Festival performs at Reed College's Massey. Is that how you pronounce it? Massey Performance Lab in the new Performing Arts Building. It's featuring four double shows of new original dance as well as workshops each afternoon. You're doing workshops too, 2 to 4 p.m. July 8th through the 11th. What are the workshops on?
I wanted to say that the workshops are artist taught, and most three of them are open to anybody.
Are they dance workshops?
They're dance workshops. Okay. They're movement workshops.
Okay.
Taka Heroes perform.
Oh, wow.
And they're open to the general public. They're open to all levels. So it's a way to experience kind of understanding a little bit about their process of movement and how they
You're really spending the whole day there.
You could spend the whole day here in a beautiful building air conditioning.
Okay. Air conditioning. Do you hear that, folks? And arts talks in the early evening before the show begins, 5:30 to 6:30, Friday and Saturday on July 10th and 11th. For tickets and info, visit dance.com. Plus dot conduit stageandstudio-pdx.org. And I have all this info at stageandstudio.org. We're talking with Terry Mathern of Conduits Dance Plus Festival and Jerry Tischlader of the Risk Reward Festival. So for let's turn to Risk Reward, Jerry, because for 8 years you've been curating this, and it seems to have really grown since the first time we've talked about it. And I noticed that one of the performers is Faith Helma of Hand to Mouth,
yeah.
And she's doing a piece called I Hate Positive Thinking. And to me, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is going to be a lot of fun. Faith's an artist who I love. She is trying to balance this fascination that she has with the power of the unconscious mind against this aversion to the self-improvement and self-help industry.
Like, definitely.
How do I buy into one and not the other, right?
Right. What can you take from this and, you know, apply that? But everything else you can hate, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty comedic. She's just trying to break it down piece by piece, looking at it word by word, breaking down the word I, the word hate, doing some crazy dancing, basically trying to put on a failure clinic in a way. it'll be hilarious.
Well, what other highlights do you want to talk about from the festival?
Oh boy, I hardly know where to start.
Well,
but,
let me ask you about this. Another fun piece.
Yeah.
It sounds like fun. Is Katie Platt's Springfield Today Improv Comedy Show? Is that like an actual? She's going to do an actual talk show kind of thing.
Yeah, Katie Piet.
Piet? Oh, okay.
She hails from Springfield, Missouri, and she has been sort of using it as a vehicle to take an improvised journey with. This will be with audience members, so she'll be interviewing audience members live. Improvised, and through the course of these interviews we'll sort of create this group storytelling game, essentially the Ozark Hills background and this sort of lampooning that she's doing of Missouri culture is sort of a vehicle to get people to kind of open up and go somewhere.
Okay, what else is going on there?
There's a fan favorite from the 2011 festival, Jessica Jobaris and General Magic is coming back this year. She was a huge hit, and her work is just really special. I feel like it has these elements of ecstatic, shamanic ritual combined with frenzy. You know, there's typically a lot of bodies, a lot of nudity, a lot of fast-moving, changing dynamics.
Like with the audience or with her?
With her, yeah. Oh. Yeah, no, she'll just have a giant cast, and it'll be organized chaos that goes really deep, really playful.
So it sounds
playful.
Like a social practice thing, or is it more, is it all more performance art?
Movement is her primary base, but I mean, it's somewhere between dance, theater, ritual, and who knows? Like, it's just one of these things that's so unique.
Yeah.
Why I'm looking forward to it.
It sounds like there is like variety in every single thing that you're talking about with Risk Reward. Give us a couple more highlights. What else do you want to talk about?
I could talk about Markeith Wiley. I think he's an interesting artist from Seattle. He's looking at his singular experience of what it's like to be a black man in America right now.
Is that the photo with the American flag?
That's another one that I can tell you about.
Okay,
that's Danny Tyrell.
Okay.
But so Markeith is looking at aspects of his own personality as a way to understand, you know, his experience in America right now. So he's pulling out pieces of himself in this sort of personalities emerging, the shadow, the effeminate, the lover. So he's exploring himself as a way to sort of communicate his experience of America right now. The super patriotic photos are an amazing artist, Danny Tyrell. How he describes his show as a semi-patriotic, gender non-conforming butch queen with heels, drag, and some thug realness.
Well, he's also African-American, too, and
yeah.
He's got this flag wrapped around him, and I think that's a very provocative image, especially now.
Yeah, one of the images, you know? It almost looks like the flag is hitting him in the face, and
yeah.
He's sort of springing back. But his work is, at least the initial point when he put in the application, was coming from a place of actually saying, you know, I'm a gay black artist in America, and I'm actually kind of tired of people asking me of my opinion, that I should have a specific stance on where everything stands in the world.
We'll see how he feels now, right? I mean, so much has changed since the last 6 months.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, interesting. But I think all of these are works in progress. I mean, they're developing as we speak, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's always a bit of
So you don't really know what you're going to be seeing.
Who knows what we'll see.
Yeah, that's kind of exciting for you as a curator, isn't
it? It is. It's really exciting. So they'll all start coming into town the next couple of days, and we'll see it unfold.
Oh, give a shout out for one more. Who would you like to?
Yeah, I think I know a lot of folks in town really like Eowyn Emerald and Dancers. Eowyn comes from a little bit more of a classical dance background than a lot of artists that have been in Risk Reward before. So she's doing three duets, all centered around different themes of love. And the work is just really beautiful. Technically, it's really proficient. I think it'll offer a really nice contrast to some of this more chaotic work, I think, that's going on.
So how many submissions did you get for Risk Reward?
This year there was about 50.
50?
And
how did they find out about you? Are there similar festivals around that?
So we partner with a festival in Seattle called Northwest New Works, and we have from the beginning. So it's a really similar platform in Seattle. So we get a lot of artists that we trade. I think 6 of the 8 artists in this festival are also performing in that festival.
Would a lot of these artists, you know, develop longer work so that they maybe do the fringe circuit or anything like that? I mean, is there a pathway to this work?
Yeah, well, I think so. A lot of them will self-produce their full-length works, or they'll try to have it presented at somewhere like the TBA Festival in town, or On the Boards in Seattle, or maybe Whitebird.
So there is a little bit of a circuit for this, then?
There's a little bit of a disconnect, I feel like, between the self producing and the being fully presented. So I think that's where platforms like this really help people gain some momentum.
Good. Well, it's good to find out about this. So the 8th annual 2015 Risk Reward Festival lineup features 2 separate weekends of shows with how many artists?
8 artist groups.
Sounds like much more. I don't know, because you mentioned this whole room full of people.
Yeah, 4 each weekend.
Yeah, I wrote that down. Wait, is it only 8? July 10th through the 19th. And you can get tickets at riskreward-.org or at the Artist Rep box office. And it's link is at artistrep.org. And which Artist Rep theater are you going to be performing
in? We're in the upstairs space, the Morrison.
Yeah. So the Morrison Theater. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's also air-conditioned,
mention. And we got lots of kegs of beer.
2 different air-conditioned places for Conduit and Risk Reward here. Oh, and beer, too. Well, okay. So in the time remaining, I want to talk about sort of the state of this kind of work, of innovative dance, of performance art that maybe doesn't have a category. What's the type of I don't want to say audience, but just the reception that you get for this kind of work? Has it changed in the last decade? Are people more aware, more, you know, accepting of it? You want to take that on, Jerry?
Sure. I mean, I see a growing audience, but part of the intention behind bringing together these disciplines was to kind of draw these communities together, because I feel like there's a lot of artists working on the fringe of independent theater or contemporary dance or new music, and a lot of these audiences might not recognize that their interests overlap with some of these other disciplines that are also on the edge of their discipline. So I think, you know, these communities are drawing closer together and the audiences are drawing closer together. And then new people are just discovering it. You know, being at Artist Rep for a few years, a lot of their patrons will wander into our festival expecting something else and discover a surprise that they really enjoy.
Well, what about for dance, for innovative dance? Is there more of a growing audience or more acceptance? You know, because Conduit's always been sort of edgy, you know, with their work.
Well, we always had a smaller sort of venue for that because, yes, it is a smaller audience. If you think about contemporary dance and the Whitebird, sort of for, you know, the Whitebird audience,
It's huge.
It's huge.
It's a
much
big
bigger
spectacle dance.
It's a big, bigger thing. And this is just a fraction kind of that audience who is more interested in kind of the beginnings of new forms. You know, the way dance has always developed, which is kind of breaking away from the previous and modern dance, contemporary, breaking away from the previous and sort of starting something new and different, always involving multiple disciplines within its form. And so the Dance Plus Festival just sort of takes that and says yes to that, yes to collaboration, to creating something together with different forms, visual arts, whatever, choirs, other dancers, to build something unique and different that is about the form itself, about really...
It's all about the art.
It's about the
art. For
both
of you. It's
and
all about the
it's
art.
All about the art. Yeah. And I think that the
audience... It's not about the money.
Yeah. I think that the audience does is growing a bit as the for, as the artists in the community are also growing. So there's kind of an equal growth going on, and hopefully that continues... As
well, I
city
hope
grows.
It continues for both of you, too. Yeah. Terry Mathern of Conduits Dance Plus and Jerry Tischlater of the Risk Reward Festival. We've come to the end of our half hour here. Thanks so much for visiting with us today. It goes fast, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, and have a great festival for both of you, you know? Shout out, everybody,
yes.
And go inside. Before we go today, an announcement for this Sunday, July 12th. The Hearth Collective presents 3-stage readings from the Kilroy's list of underproduced female-identified plays. It's hosted by Portland Center Stage with support from the Jaw Playwrights Festival. All 3 readings are at Sunday, July 12th at noon, 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. at the LMBI Studio, and that's at Portland Center Stage, located at 128 Northwest 11th Avenue in Portland. And there are 3 readings, July 12th, noon, one directed by Olga Sanchez, 4 o'clock, another one directed by Jill Westerby, and the 12th, another one, actually on 8 p.m., directed by Megan Kate Ward. And for more info, go to thehearthcollective.com or PCS blog. That's it for Stage and Studio. Thank you to engineer Janet Anderson. Check us out at stageandstudio.org, where I'll have photos and the podcast of this. And check me out on facebook.com/stage_studio. Till next time, I'm Dee Mae Roberts. We're going to go out with another song from Conduits Dance Plus from LED.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to present The Harder They Come as part of the KBOO at the Clinton monthly film series. The Harder They Come is a 1972 Jamaican crime film. With dreams of becoming a successful reggae singer, a young Jamaican man, played by Jimmy Cliff, finds corruption from his record producers and the drug pushers they're connected to. Again, that's The Harder They Come, Thursday, July the 9th at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
As sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my share right now. What's mine? And then the harder they come.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Tucci Ristorante, an Italian dining house honoring the memory of Mary Cipolla Matucci and the spirit of the Lido restaurant in which